This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Oh, wow. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation. My gosh, this day has just flown by. Yeah. Texas Rangers Day Baseball do that to you. Unfortunately, Rangers on the losing end of this one as they get swept in Milwaukee extra innings. Brewers walk it off. Beat our Rangers 6-5. Rangers back at it tomorrow in Baltimore, Camden Yards, where, hey, they had a lot of success last year. Maybe they get back in the win column. Brian, can we call for a sweep again, please?
I'll have to give that some thought. I'll let you know tomorrow.
Okay. That's a good tease for tomorrow.
Meditate on that, bro.
Hey, tip of the cap to your barber. Barber did a good job on your hair.
Hey, yeah, thank you. I would recommend everybody go to the fan cam, Twitch or YouTube. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman. Eric,
look at that.
So what is this, first time in 10 years you cut your hair?
First time in 10 years that I've cut my hair. Yes, first time in like probably 15 that I've had like a real haircut.
It's amazing.
I used to was just shaving my own head in the garage.
How long did it take? Was it like a...
That was probably a half hour.
Oh, yeah. Was it really?
I would say that was a half hour.
How much hair was there? Like, did you get to see it all?
Are you going to donate that?
There
was a lot of that. No, I didn't mess with it. I appreciate you asking me about that, though, and forcing me to say no, I did not.
I don't know. Maybe the barbers do that. Maybe the barbers know where you can donate that hair.
Yeah, absolutely. And I told them that beforehand.
I know you
did. Hey, you definitely donate the hell out of that
hair. Please, if you can, I would like this to go to a wig or someone.
So there was like a serious sweep up on your area, right?
Apparently, dude. Yeah, serious sweep up. They actually had to get a leaf blower out to clear it all out.
But
I found out that it's actually the same guy, believe it or not, that Will Chambers has been getting his hair cut from for like 10 years.
What a small world.
Yes, and Tim Cato. He's like, yeah, Tim Cato pops in here.
Both those guys have great hair.
Yeah, Chambers, incredible hair.
So this barber like gives you like a glass of whiskey before he cuts your hair?
No, it wasn't a whiskey cut. Maybe you earned that. You know, this was our first meeting. You know, maybe once we... Now I have to deal with
like
relationships
Chambers,
this way. I haven't had to deal with this, dude.
I kind of feel like Chambers doesn't do anything out without a glass of whiskey in his hand.
That's a good point, but that's a BYOB.
Yeah. Exactly.
Chambers keeps that thing on him.
They were laughing at Chambers the other day because if you invite him to a swim party, he would have on like a golf outfit. Like he'd have on a polo.
Polos, absolutely.
Shorts. Like a bright pink one, too.
Yeah, my man can wear
some pastel shorts.
He will wear some flashy colors on you, yeah.
Yeah, but that thing that he's got on his right arm is always working as well, you know.
Mm.
He's always got beautiful, beautiful creatures around him.
He does.
How does he do that?
He's a single man. Good-looking single dude.
The hair, the charm, the T levels, he just
drinks a lot and then kind of talks his way into it.
I'm sorry?
Like he drinks a lot and kind of talks his way.
Oh, yeah, brings a confidence around.
Yeah, he's got great gab.
Yeah, it's got some, babe,
you look like 1950s version of Greta Garbo. You know, as he's kind of drunkenly slogging it.
I bet that exact line has worked for him on more than one occasion.
Kudos to you, man. The hair looks great. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, guys.
Looks fantastic.
I'm still in the adjustment phase, but it feels good. It feels like a literal weight has been lifted off of my neck. Like it's
your girls
like,
haven't seen you like yet, for, right?
Just on the FaceTime. Just on the FaceTime. God, so I'll go home and freak
that's
out.
That's going to be awesome.
Did they know who you were? Yeah.
They knew who I was.
It looks the same from the front, but from the back.
Oh,
different person.
Yeah, como estas?
Different person.
The only view that matters.
Yeah. We did get some contract updates. Tua Tagovailoa not getting offered a deal in the Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence ballpark, apparently. Mm. Jeff Darlington of ESPN, this is complicated. I'm not saying that it won't get done, but right now there's five words that are looming over this contract negotiation, and they're the words that came out of Tua's mouth. The market is the market. Ooh. Right now, Dolphins are not offering the contract in that market based on those other deals. And they're not at the panic point yet, says Darlington, but it could get there. Of course, Goff signed 4 years, $212 million. You got $53 million a year. And then Burrow's making, what, roughly $55 million a year? I like this play from the Dolphins. I think Tua is a good quarterback. But again, this is what I'm looking at for these teams, man. Not everybody, just because the market's the market. Somebody's got to put a stop to this.
You're being selfish right now, aren't you?
Me?
Yeah.
Dak's going to get paid. This has nothing to do with Dak.
Yeah, but you're being selfish because you don't want him to get the money because you want that to be something that Dak has to deal with, right?
No, I don't. I think Dak's getting his money regardless. Dak's got done more than Tua has. His resume, I think, speaks well more than what Tua's done.
But deep down inside, as a Cowboy fan, you do not want Tua to get paid.
I don't think that it has anything to do with me whatsoever.
Okay.
No, I think Dak's camp, and we've talked about that with Todd France, they're going to demand what they want. And if the Cowboys don't give it to him, someone else will.
As Tua says, the market is the market. then Dak.
The Dak's going to say the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But we don't.
And maybe Tua ends up going somewhere else, and some other one else pays. Yeah. But
somebody will definitely pay him.
I do think teams need to do this, right? Everybody, I know the market's the market, and I do want these guys to make their money, but it's getting crazy. And maybe there is a way. We talked about it. You do a separate salary cap for the quarterbacks. And then let the quarterbacks all go make $60 million. That's fine. Yeah. But this thing's getting out of hand. We got Trevor Lawrence who hasn't proven a damn thing.
Why is he getting out of hand?
Well, when you're talking about a 25% of your salary cap going to one player, it's insane. I mean, we've got average quarterbacks that are making $55,
that's your biggest problem, right? That's your biggest problem.
Absolutely.
Yes. You're okay with them getting paid, right? Sure. You just said it. But you're okay. You're not okay with the average quarterback getting paid?
Not that amount of money. Especially if it's my team. No.
So you're really not in favor of quarterbacks getting paid?
I am in favor of quarterbacks getting paid. What you're worth?
Well, the determinant. What do you think Tua's worth?
40.
Okay. What do you think Dak's worth?
I think Dak has proven he's probably worth 50.
Okay. So you think Dak is worth $10 million less than...
More.
Okay, you're
than
saying...
Tua.
Oh, yeah. Than Tua.
I think Dak is considerably better than Tua.
Yeah.
I do.
What do you think Joe Burrow's worth?
I think Burrow's worth what he's getting. 55.
Okay.
Burrow's taking a team to a Super Bowl. He took a franchise that hadn't done anything in 30 years.
Okay. So we're going to, should it be by millions of by if you've taken teams to championship games and Super Bowls?
Yeah, I think there's a short list of guys that deserve to be paid at the top of the ladder, and that would be Mahomes, Burrow, and really after that, we can have a conversation.
Yeah. I just find it to me, like we say one thing that we want these guys to get paid, but then we're like saying, well, don't pay Tua.
Yeah. I mean, I think you have to talk about that as an organization.
Don't pay him top of the market money.
Yeah.
It's not that you don't deserve to collect a paycheck here, and it's still going to be a fat one. Walchuk's ready to give him a $40 million one.
Yeah. It's a hell of a lot of money, but not every quarterback needs to reset the market.
How many fans do you think out there feel like that Dak's a $50 million quarterback?
There's probably a lot that don't.
About 50% of them.
Yeah, there's probably a lot that don't.
You think, yeah.
Because he's been getting, what, 40? And that caused a lot of fans to be upset.
Yeah. To be honest with you, that's not Dak's fault. He's getting $40 million, by the way. That's the Cowboys not getting that thing. And I think the Cowboys, we've talked about it, the staggering of contracts, Todd France changing agencies. I think there's a lot of factors here. I think Dak's played this actually pretty well.
He has. He's played it beautifully.
He just keeps getting back to the table.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No doubt.
But you said he's a $50 million quarterback.
Yeah. I think so. I think Dak has done, I mean, as I mentioned earlier this week, the changes that we saw to the offense, I think, is because of Dak Prescott. I don't think it's because of the coaches.
Yeah.
I think Dak Prescott said, I'm basically the de facto offense coordinator on the field. And I think that the one constant when you look at the offense coordinator changes is your quarterback. Now, the failures in the playoffs, fair. And that's something that's why I'm not sure I'm willing to pay that guy $60 million. Because if I am, I need you in those moments when you're talking about your defense holding the San Francisco 49ers to 19 points, whatever
sure,
it was.
Sure.
I need my quarterback. If he's making that amount of money, I need you to come up with that one drive.
You know, it's so funny. I mean, it's not funny, but I was listening to Bassick talk the other day. He says, you know, his lack of trust in the Cowboys now is like, yeah, I think they can go undefeated. Absolutely. But they will play their absolute worst game in the playoffs. That's, you know what? The way you think about that, he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
I think Cowboy fans out there are like, this regular season stuff, it doesn't mean a damn. It doesn't mean a damn. What matters now is his playoffs.
So true.
What matters is, I mean, like, nobody is thinking about being 12-5 and, you know, feeling good about that. They're like, okay, what? They are ready for playoff disaster, Cowboy fans.
Yes, well, because they tease you with that. You're fully understanding all season long.
We're used to that.
Every time you go toe-to-toe with a real contender, you're getting absolutely clobbered. It's okay. Here's a little litmus test game. You're going to go to San Francisco and get embarrassed. Here's another litmus test game.
Oh, that week five game. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a litmus test game. A couple months later, we'll go to Buffalo, see what you got here. It's a beautiful day in Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to, you can't blame Mother Nature on this one. This ain't the elements. This ain't Bill's Mafia throwing you with beers. Yeah. This is you guys just not showing up and getting completely embarrassed against a quality opponent.
Yeah.
You go to Miami, and Miami's moving the ball up and down on you all game long, dude. And they kept him out of the end zone a little bit. Okay, cool. But you don't win. You don't beat that quality opponent.
Yep.
I mean, what are you doing here? Seattle, late in the season, able to just completely run up on you. End up winning that game by the hair on your chin. But
Detroit the same way.
You won the Detroit game on a 2-point play technicality, basically.
Technicality. Yeah. Like almost every single time you go up against a quality opponent,
yeah.
You show you're foreshadowing what's going to happen in the playoffs.
Yeah. Absolutely. So,
I mean, and some people are ready to just be done with that. Some people are appreciative of continuously getting 12 wins and almost none of them being quality wins in the regular season. And then getting to the playoffs and feeling like you have a chance, even though pretty shortly into most of these playoff games, you quickly realize, no, we don't.
You win 12 games, you're a $40 million quarterback. You win playoff games, you're a $50 million quarterback.
Absolutely. Yeah. You do it in the postseason. That's when it matters.
Yeah,
you can be a good quarterback. I think Tua is a good quarterback.
I could see that.
I think Dak's a good quarterback.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think that there's another jump that needs to be taken, and that's where Burrow's done that. Mahomes has done that. Allen, to an extent, he's done that. He's won some playoff games. He's lost to Mahomes, who's the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you prove in the postseason you can get it done. You're on another level. You're on another pace here.
Yeah,
it's kind of how I'm looking at that.
100%. I'm the same as you.
That makes sense.
And when you pay a guy like Justin Herbert, it's because you haven't seen the full picture yet to fully know, hey, over the course of a decade here, you can't get it done. You've seen it now. Dak, hey, cool. You that first contract, you deserved it. We still feel like there's a chance. Now we realize here when we come back around, no, the sample size is too big. And if Herbert allows his career to go similar as Dak's here over the course of the next 4 or 5 years, I would be saying the same thing. Okay, now you've seen too much and you know this guy cannot do it.
Agreed.
At least he can't do it here.
Right. 100%. Yeah, absolutely. Now, Titans defensive tackle Jeffrey Simmons, he's going to open up with Caleb Williams, speaking of quarterbacks, week one, number one quarterback in the draft. He's on the Rich Eisen show, and Rich is asking him about the trash talk. How excited is he to go and play Caleb Williams? An excellent line that I think Caleb Williams is going to hear all season long here from Jeffrey Simmons.
This is another reason why I wanted to have you here, because you, Jeffrey Simmons, week one of the National Football League season, will be the first human being on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
Painted nails.
In a game.
Painted nails.
I can't wait to say that to him.
For right. Caleb Williams.
Well, Jeffrey.
Wow. Painted nails.
Yeah, I mean, that's the nature of the beast here, man. The trash
He's
talking.
He's going to hear that all year long. Painted nails. Hey, how about that one? Painted nails. How'd that feel?
Mm. Yeah, and he might be the type of killer guy who feeds off of that and absolutely raises his game because of it. Like, if Luka's paint your fingernails guy and somebody's going to call him out for it, he's all of a sudden going to embarrass you now for the next four quarters.
Sure.
And it'll be interesting to see if Caleb Williams is that, you know, like these killer instinct competitors. He's clearly a freak show when it comes to the skill set.
No doubt.
But
the
mental makeup is going to be super fun. Super
Absolutely.
Fun. And some of the stuff he's, you know, it's obviously stuff that is like his bringing it on himself here. He's decided to paint his nails, so it really shouldn't bother him that much. You know what I mean? Like, that nobody's forcing him to do that.
Nobody is. That's a choice that
he's
making.
Do you feel like that Caleb Williams has a chance to be better than C.J. Stroud was?
I think talent-wise...
Like rookie season better than C.J. Stroud? I would argue absolutely not. And that's not a Caleb Williams indictment.
It's a tough
bar. That is a holy hell standard that C.J. Stroud set last
year.
He's
got more talent around him.
I feel like Chicago has at least put some...
It's a good roster.
Some offensive skill guys around him.
Oh, yeah. I agree. But I just think that's a heck of a standard and bar to set there. Coming what C.J. Stroud did.
It is.
Like, that was awesome.
One of the best rookie seasons ever.
Coming out of college, you would have taken Williams over Stroud.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would have.
See, that's you know, man, that either that or we missed Stroud really badly.
Sure.
You know? I think that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think missed Stroud.
I mean, I don't know how you could have watched
Georgia
Stroud
game
play.
Was fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know how you, if you just said you can watch one game, you would have taken him first overall.
Yes, you would have. If you just based everything on one game with the Georgia game,
I mean, he has pro receivers, pro line, and he's playing against a pro defense.
And he was shredding them, and he ran more than I'd ever seen him run, based on the other tape I watched in that game, too, which was a difference maker. All right, last thing here. I teased the Kelly Stafford apology. I sent this over to Carter. It is a picture that she posted onto her Instagram, if you're available to check out the Twitch or the YouTube. But this is backlash over her saying that she dated Matthew Stafford's backup at Georgia, who we believe is to be Joe
Not
Cox.
Just saying that, bro, just how she said it. She was like gleefully.
Yeah. Like she did it
Girl.
On purpose. Hey, yes.
And it worked.
To tick off Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, she was super excited about it, bro. Something that was way in the past. She was really excited about it still to this day.
And it wasn't something she should ever have said.
No. Very not on weird. The microphone, at least.
look petty.
This new little angle to it as well that Walchuk's about to reveal is not even something that I'd considered.
Dude, it's bad.
And it's this is like
it's worse it's than worse. What's going on?
Yeah, well, so, just yeah, there's just so another layer to it.
She posts this onto her Instagram. It's a photo of that said backup quarterback with his wife and kids and their family.
Please don't do this.
Because apparently people went after their family when it got reported of who the backup quarterback was. And in her post, she apologized to the family after her story of getting with the backup went viral. And she said, you know, putting up the picture of the kids to me, probably not the best. She said to this beautiful fam, I'm sorry for the media storm that happened last week that made its way into your lives. You had zero involvement in what I spoke about. In fact, it was y'all's relationship in college that I looked up to and wanted to be.
Oh, don't do that.
Gosh.
Just say sorry. Don't do anything else.
Don't post a picture of my whole family and my kids and say I'm sorry. And I'm not sorry for what I did. I'm sorry for the media frenzy that ensued after the fact.
Well, yeah, because you could have been on vacation with your family, enjoying yourself. Your girl checks her phone by the pool, and all of a sudden, so you didn't tell me about Kelly.
I didn't know about Kelly.
Now she's
doing the timeline thing about when were we together? When was this happening? Was there an infidelity situation?
That's the family, right? She could have said like, no, that's not the guy, and leave it still out there for speculation.
Yeah,
you need to say I'm f***ing sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's awful, dude.
Oh, Kelly.
That's awful move, fam.
Bad day for apologies, Kelly and Schlossnagel. But, hey, they did apologize. Some people, that's enough. I mean, at least she did apologize, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Even if it depends on
how she didn't say sorry to Matt or anything else like that.
No, I don't know.
She's just sorry to the family for bringing up the...
Yeah, he's in the garage having
a
beer.
Took a shot at their relationship.
He's enough of a simp. She doesn't
their relationship was better. I was looking up to their relationship. Yeah. That's how I wanted our relationship.
Oh, my God.
Matt doesn't care.
Oh, and I was chasing him. I wanted our relationship to be like him, and I was chasing him.
It's bad.
She is toxic.
And I was just using him to get to Stafford. But y'all are
Matt's got
couple.
Some Jay Cutler to him, I
y'all
think.
Had barely even started dating when we had done
care.
This.
He don't care. It's Matt crazy. Don't care.
Not good. Okay, pushing up against it. NFL News of the Day, thank you very much. Let's go to the Expressway. Commercial-free, uninterrupted audio and commercial breaks. They're not happening thanks to the on-time experts around the rim. We partying. We got NBA news. I think it's breaking right now.
We do have more Knicks news in real-time breaking. We'll give you that, a Luka health update, and just all sorts of draft trade news, buzz, the whole nine rim session next to the nation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, about to take you on a trip around the rim here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in here on a hump day. On your home of the world champion, Texas Rangers. They took that sweet Rooney pizza, though, and they're going to take it from Milwaukee over to Baltimore, see if they can get it done. Segment's brought to you by Soda State of the Art Weight Loss. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And, of course, G-Bag Nation brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel & Frankel are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Frankel & Frankel for a free consultation at 214-333-3333 or go to truckwreck.com. And now we go ahead and cut the lights out and we'll put the kids to bed because it's draft day and the G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim. It's always a special occasion when this is the very day that has potential to be the last day as THJ as a Maverick. And you also have the New York Knicks getting things going last night with Mikal Bridges, bringing back and reuniting all of the Villanova bros that are champions themselves from a college standpoint. Now they all reunite in the Mecca. And now one of the looming questions about the Knicks was what was going to happen with free agent OG Anunoby, who was instrumental in their ability to be one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference there this past season and into the postseason and whatnot. Great defender, and he's a big-time player. He has signed or intends to sign the five-year, $212.5 million deal to come back to the Knicks. So the Knicks, you thought, okay, you bring in Mikal Bridges, are you going to be able to keep Anunoby? Or because he was obviously a commodity, and they're able to do it. So now the Knicks standing there in the Eastern Conference, dude, that's a no-brainer second-best team in the Eastern Conference for me.
Yes, I really thought they were on a collision course with Boston to make the conference finals, and then, of course, injuries just killed their chances. But they all of those Nova players, and I think there's been a Screamin' A. Smith clip that has come out and resurfaced after Nova was winning those championships and said none of these guys are NBA players, and all of them have turned out to be really good. So I like what the Knicks are doing here, and I think OG Anunoby, he's on that list of guys that take on the toughest assignments. I think he's number three right behind Derrick Jones Jr. and Lou Dort. He's a good defensive player that can also give you 20 a night.
But are we getting to the point of the Tom Thibodeau burnout phase?
Yeah, I wondered about that with all the injuries.
All those Villanova kids are super tough, by the way. They're all used to playing, getting coached hard and things like that.
Might as well just go hire Jay Wright.
Yeah, Jay Wright. But, you know, I remember talking with...
That'll be Dan Hurley before too long.
It could be.
It could be.
But I just, you know, the Tom Thibodeau, you get that factor. Like, all of a sudden that he just turns everybody off because he's constantly... The practices are just too much and... You know, but like I say, those Villanova kids are tough. They're used to doing things like that. I just wonder, because he does. He gets to like year three, year four, and it's just too much of a grind for the players to have to deal with. So we'll see. I mean, everybody's going to probably pick them, but I would keep an eye on that coach because he tends to grind his team down and they have enough of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All Tom Thibodeau needed to hear when the Knicks were kicking around the idea of Mikal Bridges is, hey, coach, you don't need to know anything else. This guy's played in 474 straight games.
Yeah.
He's an Iron Man physically. Yeah. You can run him into the ground and he will actually still be standing that entire time. So that's huge, man. The versatility defensively, my goodness, we know what Mikal Bridges is.
No, it's a good team. I just worry about.
Yeah, the wear and tear, the fatigue factor.
Yeah, like you know, there are really no off days with Tom Thibodeau.
No, Milwaukee is not the best team in the East. 817, or I guess, wow, yeah, he's saying the best team in the East. I mean, they're obviously everybody's fighting for second versus Boston right now. But the Knicks, and it's good. It's good for basketball for the Knicks to be legit.
6-3-1. They love Tibbs. They do. They love him with the Knicks. We've talked about that on our BetQL show on Sundays. But
no.
It doesn't change the fact that Tibbs has a track record.
He does. Everywhere he's been, he's grinded his team to a halt.
Yes, and his teams...
He's a great coach.
They get injured, and they fall short of the ultimate goals.
Right.
Yep. Well, Brooklyn is a team to watch tonight in terms of the Mavericks and maybe doing some wheeling and dealing. Could you get one of these players? Because it's a full-fledged fire sale in Brooklyn. They're trading. They're doing pick swap stuff with Houston. It's all about tanking this year. I respect the self-awareness and just the willingness to be like, hey, this is not going to be our year, and they'll get back after it for next year, starting with the draft with a bunch of picks. So
how would you like to be in that?
You've got Dodo. You've got Cam Johnson.
Yeah.
There's a couple of guys there that could be on the move, and Windhorse was like, man, we'll see 3 to 5 trades over the course of the next couple of days. So tonight you may see some of that stuff, and hopefully you see it with THJ.
Is there a chance that Bronny does go in the first round tonight? I mean, late.
I think there is a chance
that he goes late, especially in a draft where it doesn't seem like there's overly amazing talent.
I know everybody's kind of talking about him in the 50s kind of a deal, but maybe, I mean, would it be just crazy that one of those, you know, we work on the NFL draft all the time, and there's always that pick that we go, well, hell, we all thought that Travis Frederick was a third round pick. You know, and all of a sudden he ends up, and then he turns out to be a pretty damn good player for you.
Yeah, Minnesota's picking at 27. That's a team that's been linked to him.
Mm-hmm.
Could they end up doing that? Maybe.
Well, the problem is nobody's gotten to really work him out. Nobody's got to really like be with him because they've dictated this thing. Like Phoenix and LA are like it feels
and
like the
Suns
only two teams.
22.
See the thing that's interesting is you know we were just kind of kicking that all around and. The one thing people were talking about him is, he's a smaller guy, but really good defender. You know, is that something that somebody might say, well, hell, we'll take a shot on a guy. It's a little bit smaller guy, but defends particularly well. You know, we'll develop his shooting.
There could be a team that decides, hey, we're going to do this. Why not?
Yeah.
I'm hoping he goes to the second round because the weird thing that the NBA is doing is day two is going to be in the afternoon during our show. So it'd be kind of fun to see where Bronny goes.
Oh, well, he's going to be, you know, if he doesn't, he is going to be in everybody's discussion when they get to that point in the draft where you're talking about 22, 23, 20, somewhere right around there. His name is going to come up like, okay, well, who's your best available player kind of a thing. Well, I don't have him in here, but don't be surprised, you know.
Maybe it's Bronny.
Woj bombs, you know, like don't be surprised if the, you know, said team, you know, ends up talking about drafting him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I mean, just looking at the potential fire sale with the Nets, man, it's Dodo, Cam Johnson, Bojan Bogdanovic, Dennis Schroeder, all these guys you could probably end up getting on the cheap here. One of the deals that I saw proposed, like, hey, you give up Tim Hardaway Jr. and 2 second-round picks, and then the Mavs get in return Quentin Grimes from Detroit.
Yes.
And then that also just opens up financial ability to be able to pay for Derrick Jones Jr.
Right.
So yeah, that's one of those that could certainly make plenty of sense tonight as well, because you have THJ's agent actively pursuing trade waters for his own players. So you have both sides working here, and I will not be surprised at all if you get the THJ trade as early as tonight. But over the course of these next couple of days, it's going to be awesome. The Paul George stuff to the Warriors, that's feeling more and more real by the minute with all these reports that you see. Because Paul George wants the full 4-year contract that he is eligible for. The Clippers are clearly not interested in doing that. But Golden State is apparently, according to Brian Windhorst and others, the Warriors are ready to do it.
And he wants to stay, according to Wendy, in the West Coast. So if Golden State's willing to do that, you're staying in the West Coast, it seems like, okay, this is a pretty good match.
You're basically trading Klay Thompson for Paul George. It's a huge win right now for Golden State.
Is that what it would be? I was wondering,
because
Wiggins,
Klay Thompson,
Wiggins also has a pretty solid, hefty contract.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what they do with Wiggins, but in terms of just if you're signing Paul George as a free agent, that's most obvious thing is you're not going to be able to afford Klay Thompson.
Sure.
And that seems already, whether the Warriors get Paul George or not, it seems like Klay Thompson's on the out anyway. Orlando or one of these teams. So, but moving on from Klay Thompson, bringing in Paul George for the Warriors, that immediately makes them a team to be feared, I would say, when it comes to the Western Conference, right? And then just wanted to throw this out there. Luka, it's confirmed, Grant Afseth, our buddy, he's going to be playing on Friday versus Brazil. So that's obviously a little bit vague in terms of like how much. I don't know if there's going to be some type of restriction here. We'll see what type of effort he's really giving. But he is, I guess that's good news that I guess some of those injuries weren't like super long-term.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we really have to rest injuries. But at the same time, you're like, man, that's a quick turnaround from toward all shots in the finals to playing in some people's minds a meaningless game on Friday versus Brazil. I know it's not meaningless for him, but he will be playing on Friday. So I will say for
my
us.
My man loves to play for his country, though.
He does, yeah. And hey, who wouldn't? I get that, but. We'll see what type of physical condition he's in from a health standpoint. Hopefully he's not limping around out there. Like, come on. I don't want to see you in, you know, agony while you're fighting through on a Friday. You better
hurt,
look like
a hat going in the lane.
Exactly.
Gets tied up
with
somebody.
Be a spot up shooter in this game, bro. We don't need to see, you don't need to go to the rack and take any fouls.
No.
All right, rim session, the books. It is draft night. We'll hit you with the hodgepodge and up-to-the-minute information on what's going down in the NBA. Already had OG Anunoby re-upping with the Knicks. They're building quite the team out east, so we'll keep you posted on all things NBA. C-Note at the top of the hour, but LA Live is coming up next right here in the Nation.
Thank you, Lucius. We'll get more NBA during the hodgepodge coming up at 6:20. We will have a get right tonight. We'll cross-talk with them in about an hour, but right now it's time to throw things back into the Pimp Cup with Lucius Alexander for LA Live.
All right, it's a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James, y'all.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time you smoke. Fire up this funk.
Too confused about brothers.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Hold up.
Everybody get hot.
Lucius, we love you, bro. 5:45 to 6 p.m. That's my jam. I try to leave work on time just to hear you. That is my entertainment for the afternoon. You keep me high. You keep me happy. Keep me in the Pimp Cup, dude. Live updates every day. I love it.
There you go.
It's Butt Naked Wednesdays.
Yes, it is. LA Live for Wednesday, June 26, 2024. It's a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Word to Miss Badu. I, too, was born underwater with $3.06. And Miss Badu came up with the phrase Butt Naked Wednesday. That's not me. She came up with that. She predicted the future a long time ago. She said the female rap artists were just going to be shooing just... basically wrapping up their nude pretty soon.
Yeah.
And well, I'll be damned if she wasn't right.
Yeah, she called it, bro.
Bro, you were looking confused earlier.
It sounded like that opening was a different song. It sounded different. It's the same song, but it sounded.
Sound clear? Like it was.
It
like
sounded
HD,
really. Yeah,
like 4K of audio.
Did you do something?
Nah, I didn't
different
do anything to it, man.
Sounded
really
clean.
Nah,
that's what I'm saying.
You using the new headphones?
Sounded sharp. No.
Clean them ears out finally, brother.
I don't know, Lucius.
Actually, I did today. I was getting a haircut. I was like, ooh, I don't want him to see.
I still don't believe you're actually Eric. I'm sorry, buddy. If I'm treating you a little different, I just don't believe it's you still.
Yeah.
Hey, every time I'm looking in the mirror like, yeah, what did I do?
Like, is this his brother?
Yeah.
That just sounded real clear. I'm sorry, man.
No, man. Yeah. Get in your bag, man. Make sure, you know, it's all good. Yeah. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental, and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. Hey, who won that hot dog eating contest? I never got a follow-up on that. Do anybody know? Did it happen already?
No, July 4th.
Oh, it's July 4th. July 4th. I thought it was like the Memorial Day. Okay.
No, it'll happen July 4th. It's usually right around noon.
A week July from tomorrow, 4th. Man. It's a big one, man. Okay.
Is this on Netflix?
No, the one that's coming up between just the head-to-head Joey Jaws versus
that's
Kobayashi.
Labor Day.
That'll be like in
Labor
September.
Day. Labor Day, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is
Labor.
Actually the one we care about now.
Yeah, but that's what I'm
not
yeah.
me. I okay. care about the 4th of yeah, July
one. The 4th of July one will still be on ESPN as usual.
Like the promoter dude, I love that guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he does a good job.
He does a great job.
Let's see. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday here on The Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, Lakers new head coach J.J. Redick. His presser was something to remember. He's got the streets talking. First day on the job, my man dropping F-bombs.
What misconceptions or concerns about you that you've heard in the last few weeks are you the most like looking forward to dispelling when you're the coach?
It's a valid question, and I've certainly heard everything. You know, it's been a really interesting 6 weeks or so, just in terms of being part of the engagement farming industry. You know, it's been really interesting. However, I don't really have a great answer for your question because I really don't give a f- like honestly.
That's a great answer. You should have just done that.
Should have just said that.
Yeah.
He dropped another F bomb in that same sentence too to wrap up that sentence. And it sounds like someone in the LA media is already calling Cap. That means lie. He senses a lie from the great coach.
You have a very close relationship with LeBron. He could have done a podcast with anybody in the world. He chose to do it with you. What was his advice to you throughout this whole coaching search process?
He didn't provide any advice. LeBron and I did not talk about the Lakers job until Thursday afternoon, about 30 minutes.
Come on, cuz. Why'd you invite us out here?
And the entire arena started chanting, horse bleep, horse bleep, like they did with the referees.
You're a liar.
Hey, so is there any update on that J.J. Redick N-word scandal allegations?
He's going hard denial here.
Yeah, I saw his team said, no, that's not true.
What an incredible way to start your second day as... Like, she's had a long time. She waited for the biggest day of really his career, right? This is bigger than any other day. He's being announced as the Lakers head coach. She's like, this is the time to drop this bomb that I've had saved in my back
Lucius,
pocket.
Lucius, didn't they make a reference to that on that clip show?
Did they?
I think that, like,
he said something about, he can't say it or something like that.
Well, he was telling a joke that felt like it was about to rhyme with that word, but then, like... He said, but I can't say. Like, I don't know. It was weird. It was definitely a weird. I hope it wasn't an actual like true situation that they
she
were
says yes. He says no. Somebody lying.
What do you
I'm telling you what. I've been a pretty good guy my whole life. You know, I'm pretty sure I'm a villain in somebody's story out there. But I've never done bad things.
Yeah.
But if I have forgotten about the bad things, don't wait till I get my win.
Yeah.
Don't wait till I get my win to bring it up, bro.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Don't wait till I'm on top of the mountain.
Fired off that tweet, then just threw her phone down.
Yeah.
And went about her day and just broke all sorts of news.
Good Lord, man. What a rocky start for the man's.
I mean, think about it. He's the first ever coach, I would say, in the intro presser to drop the F-bomb, maybe multiple F-bombs.
Uh-huh.
And then I would think he's the second head coach in the history on day two having day to two. Come out with a statement, no, I did not use the N-word.
Got hit with that Laramie Tunsil. That's his name?
Yeah.
You wait till I get a win and you bring up some stuff.
Gas mask.
Yeah, somebody lying. I don't know who's telling the truth here. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a butt-naked Wednesday. Have y'all, well, before I get into what I want to get into, have y'all heard of the legend of Sylvester Stallone's hot mic situation?
Ooh, no. I thought you were going to say his adult film career.
It's close.
Was it a short one?
But there was stuff coming out of that Tulsa King
long.
Show.
Oh, was it pretty long?
Not good for him.
What?
That Tulsa King show. Apparently he was...
He was a jerk on that set or something?
Jerk, yeah.
I kind of like that show.
I love that show.
I do too.
I thought it was really good.
But then he was saying all kinds of racist stuff.
Oh, was he?
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
what are you doing, Woolchuck?
Yeah.
Why are you taking... Lucius just said about taking the wind, man.
Well, you know, I got to know.
Back-to-back news stories. JJ was like, I did not say the N-word. Sylvester Stallone, I don't think I said the N-word.
Hey, I don't think I said it.
He's friends with Apollo. It's okay, right?
No, you slipped out. You made me angry.
No, that was very good.
Well, yeah, there was a hot mic situation. I seen this on a blog. I was blogging earlier. Stallone took a young lady. Either it was an extra or a production assistant back to his trailer.
Oh.
And this allegedly happened during a film shoot in Vancouver. They says he neglected to turn his microphone off that was wired to him when he was inside the trailer. They said the entire crew could allegedly hear what was going on in the trailer. And what they allegedly heard was Stallone instructing the woman.
Nice.
Communication is key, brothers. Yeah, I can't say what.
I want to keep going.
Go for it, Lucius. Let's hear
the sound.
Let's hear it. Go for it.
Nah, but you got to Google this Sylvester Stallone's hot mic situation if you want to know what was instructed to the woman. Because I'm not going to do this here on the radio. It's the summertime. I know there's kids listening and everything. But boy, it's been around for a long time because Jack Black's character even dropped a line in Tropic Thunder.
Oh.
This is a real thing.
The cradle?
This is. Yes! Yes, bro!
No way.
Great advice, by the way, from Rocky.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to do it like this. You're doing it wrong. I'm helping you out.
Cradle.
Hey,
cradle, absolutely. It's soothing. It's comforting. But it's like you understand that there's some fragility here.
Fantastic.
That you need to be delicate with.
Great advice right there. Apparently, there's another reference of this quote in Entourage as well.
Okay.
Ow. There's also a firsthand account from a Rambo First Blood crew member who said that he heard Stallone tell a woman to hum the Rocky theme. Yeah, keep me motivated and everything. It's a real situation, bro. Let's go to this pod.
He loves that theme.
It might work if you do it all three at the same time. Let's go to this podcast called Dead Air with Brian Holtzman.
Dun, 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 dun.
And they're talking about Sylvester Stallone's hot mic situation. Oh, that's the wrong button.
Stallone was making love to a girl in his trail and he left his mic on. You ever hear the story?
No.
Yeah, he said, don't neglect the Is that the one?
Yeah, yeah.
What did he say?
It's funny. I heard he said, cop my
cup my
cup of Nick.
I had a whole lot of stuff to get to today, but for some reason I had to tell you about Sylvester Stallone.
That's great.
So if we ever joke about it again on the show, you know where it's coming from. Hey, you got to make sure you cup
him, man. How long ago this happened?
They said this happened in the late 80s, early 90s.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'll look at Sylvester Stallone differently now, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got right here.
My
Do we have enough
brother.
Time? Crap.
Yeah, I mean, we got time for it.
No, not really.
It's a butt-naked Wednesday.
No, we're all right.
Okay. Hey, my man. LA Live 105.3, The Fan on a butt-naked Wednesday. We might have the new Meet Me in Temecula situation. It's Meet Me in Temecula is a fight started on Twitter. I think they were talking about L.A. Lakers and Kobe.
And that's right.
End up being a fight, bro.
Yeah.
My man went all the way to Temecula. Move over, Matt Barnes. We got a new man. New Jersey man flew to Jacksonville to fight a man because of a dispute over an online video game.
Ooh.
Man is in custody on attempted second-degree murder charges. Whoa. Attempted. Ah! You failed, fool. After allegedly attacking another person with a hammer.
Oh. If I had a hammer.
Speaking of hammers.
Is that a euphemism, Lucius?
No, it's a real thing. This is not the Sylvester Stallone story anymore.
Yeah.
Attacked a man with a hammer, bro. And speaking of hammers, I think Russia just let out one of their serial killers to help fight in the war against Ukraine, and he killed women with a hammer. It's a fact. He quoted saying he liked to hear the sound of sound. Yeah. Edward Kang, Mr. Edward Kang, 20 years old, allegedly flew from New Jersey, Brick City, to Jacksonville to confront the victim. After an online dispute, they were playing a game called Arc Age. You ever heard of this?
Mm,
it's a fantasy video game, Arc Age.
Uh-uh.
Kang stayed in Florida at a hotel. And what else? What about the side? Oh, yeah. Once in Florida, Kang went to the Ace Hardware, purchased a hammer and a flashlight just in case I can't see you at night. He kept receipts in his hotel room just in case he wanted to take the hammer back, I guess. Wipe the blood off.
Yeah.
Take it back, get your money back. Kang was able to enter the victim's home because the front door was unlocked. Must be a trusting place out there in Florida, I'm tell you what. Kang was wearing all black. It means he was getting busy, ready to do some work. He had gloves and a mask on when he attacked the victim. The victim had severe head wounds. Gave him that work. Let's go to Fort Myers, Florida real quick before we get out of here.
Nassau County investigators say 20-year-old Edward Kang flew from Newark to Jacksonville because he wanted to settle an online dispute with someone he was playing a video game with who claimed that he was, quote, a bad person when they were playing online. The man and his stepfather were able to hold him down until the deputies got there to arrest him.
Yeah.
I love that, bro.
I mean, the ability to get super angry and then keep the initial anger level high enough to hop on a bird and go to wherever the heck Florida, grab the hammer. Like, at no point your body shakes out of the
anger. You don't calm down whatsoever, bro.
Yeah. Oh,
baggage check. You got to take your shoes off and everything. You got to go to TSA screening, and you still upset, bro. You got to wait till the 35. You know what I'm saying? You're there at 4:45. You got to wait till 4:35 or whatever the hell. You got to wait another hour to get on a plane is what I'm saying.
This guy probably raw-dogged that plane, too, just stewing in his anger.
Oh, I bet he did.
You know?
Just staring at the seat in front of him.
Would you like something to drink, sir?
No.
Nah, man.
I'm good.
Got to take a ride share and everything. That's amazing, bro. Yeah. I still don't understand how he found this man's address. So that's under investigation.
Yeah, be careful. You don't want to be careful. You never know what's going to happen with these online gaming.
Yeah, here's a little trash talk from the NBA 2K Gaming League, because gaming gets serious.
Keep talking. He quiet as hell now.
Yeah.
And before we get out of here, this drunk man stole a yacht through a whole party. Authorities say a 38-year-old man named Michael Fisher broke into a...
Fisher?
Yeah.
Exclusive.
I took a yacht.
Shitting fish.
Yeah. He broke into a marina, which marinas are really cool during the summertime at night. There's a lot of parties going down in those marinas, man.
A lot of parties, yeah.
Yeah, this happened in Pittsburgh early Friday morning. Mm. They say Fisher boarded an unmoored 82-foot yacht, then floated down the river. He was also a homeless man, and he brought his homeless friends with him, and they drank all the liquor and everything and had a party.
Good for them.
Had a whole party, man.
Them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
All right, yo. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Holla.
Thank you, Lucius. We'll get more NBA during the Hodgepodge coming up at 6:20. We will have a Get Right tonight. We'll cross talk with them in about an hour. But right now, it's time to throw things back into the Pimp Cup with Lucius Alexander for LA Live.
All right, yeah. It's a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James, y'all.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
Too confused about brothers.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Hold up.
Everybody get hot.
Lucius, we love you, bro.
5:45 to 6 p.m. That's my jam. I try to leave work on time just to hear you. That is my entertainment for the afternoon. You keep me high. You keep me happy. Keep me in the pimp cup, dude. Live updates every day. I love it.
There you go.
It's Butt Naked Wednesdays.
Yes, it is. LA Live for Wednesday, June 26, 2024. It's a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Word to Miss Badu. I, too, was born underwater with $3 and 6 dimes. And Miss Badu came up with the phrase Butt Naked Wednesday. That's not me. She came up with that. She predicted the future a long time ago. She said the female rap artists were just going to be shooing basically wrapping up their nude pretty soon.
Yeah.
And I'll be damned if she wasn't right.
Yeah, she called it, boy.
Bro. Bro, you were looking confused earlier. What was going on?
It sounded like that opening was a different song.
Which one?
It sounded different. It's the same song, but it sounded...
Did it sound clearer? Like it was
it
like
sounded
HD,
really... Yeah.
Like 4K of audio?
Did you do something
different? Nah, I didn't
different
do anything to it, man.
It sounded
really
clean.
Nah.
That's what I'm saying.
You using the new headphones?
Sounded sharp. No.
Clean them ears out finally, brother.
I don't know, Lucius.
Actually, I did today. I was getting a haircut. I was like, ooh, I don't want to see.
I still don't believe you're actually Eric. I'm sorry, buddy. Yeah. If I'm treating you a little different, I just don't believe it's you still.
Yeah.
Hey, every time I'm looking in the mirror like, what did I do?
Is this his brother?
Yeah.
That just sounded real clear. I'm sorry, man.
No, man. Yeah. Get in your bag, man. Make sure, you know, it's all good. Yeah. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental, and they're no bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. Hey, who won that hot dog eating contest? I never got a follow-up on that. Do anybody know? Did it happen already?
No, July 4th.
Oh, it's July 4th. July 4th. I thought it was like the Memorial Day. Okay.
No, it'll happen. Okay. July 4th. It's usually right around noon.
A week July from tomorrow, 4th. Man. It's a big one, man. Okay.
Is this on Netflix?
No. The one that's coming up between just the head-to-head Joey Jaws versus
that's
Kobayashi.
Labor Day.
That'll be like in
Labor
September.
Day.
Labor Day, yeah. Labor Day,
okay.
Yeah.
Which is actually the one we care about now.
Yeah, but that's what
not
I'm...
Not
yeah.
me. I okay. care about the 4th of July one.
The 4th of July one will still be on ESPN as usual.
Like the promoter dude. I love that guy.
Okay.
He does a good job.
He does a great job.
Let's see. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday here on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up. At Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, Lakers new head coach J.J. Redick. His presser was something to remember. He's got the streets talking. First day on the job, my man dropping F-bombs.
What misconceptions or concerns about you that you've heard in the last few weeks are you the most like looking forward to dispelling when you're the coach?
It's a valid question, and I've certainly heard everything. You know, it's been a really interesting 6 weeks or so, just in terms of being part of the engagement farming industry. You know, it's been really interesting. However, I don't really have a great answer for your question because I really don't give a honestly.
That's a great answer. You should have just done that.
Should have just said that.
Yeah.
He dropped another F-bomb in that same sentence too to wrap up that sentence. And it sounds like someone in the LA media is already calling Cap. That means lie. He senses a lie from the great coach.
You have a very close relationship with LeBron. He could have done a podcast with anybody in the world. He chose to do it with you. What was his advice to you throughout this whole coaching search process?
He didn't provide any advice. LeBron and I did not talk about the Lakers job until Thursday afternoon. About 30 minutes.
Come on, cuz. Why'd you invite us out here?
And the entire arena started chanting, horse bleep, horse bleep. Like they did with the referees.
You're a liar.
Hey, so is there any update on that J.J. Redick N-word scandal allegations?
He's going hard denial here.
Yeah, I saw his team said, no, that's not true.
What an incredible way to start your second day as... Like, she's had a long time. She waited for the biggest day of really his career, right? This is bigger than any other day. He's being announced as the Lakers head coach. She's like, this is the time to drop this bomb that I've had saved in my back
pocket. Lucius, didn't they make a reference to that on that clip show?
Did they?
I think that, like,
yeah.
He said something about he can't say it or something like that.
Well, he was telling a joke that felt like it was about to rhyme with that word, but then like he said, but I can't say it. Like, I don't know. It was definitely a weird. I hope it wasn't an actual like true situation that they
she says yes, he says no. Somebody lying. I'm telling you what, I've been a pretty good guy my whole life. You know, I'm pretty sure I'm a villain in somebody's story out there. Mm-hmm. But I've never done bad things.
Yeah.
But if I have forgotten about the bad things, don't wait till I get my win.
Yeah.
Don't wait till I get my win to bring it up, bro.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Don't
wait
till I'm on top of the mountain.
Fired off that tweet, then just threw her phone down.
Yeah.
And went about her day and just broke all sorts of news.
Good Lord, man. What a rocky start for the man.
I mean, think about it. He's the first ever coach, I would say, in the intro presser to drop the F-bomb, maybe multiple F-bombs.
Uh-huh.
And then I would think he's the second head coach in the history on day two having to come out with a statement, no, I did not use the N-word.
Got hit with that Laramie Tunsil. That's his name?
Yeah.
You wait till I get a win and you bring up some stuff.
Gas mask.
Yeah, somebody lying. I don't know who's telling the truth here. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a butt-naked Wednesday. Before I get into what I want to get into, have y'all heard of the legend of Sylvester Stallone's hot mic situation?
Ooh, no. I thought you were going to say his adult film career.
It's close.
Was it a short one?
But there was stuff coming out of that Tulsa King
long.
Show.
Oh, was it pretty long?
Not good for him.
What?
That Tulsa King show. Apparently he was...
He was a jerk on that set or something?
Jerk, yeah.
I kind of like that show.
I love that show.
I do too.
I thought it was really good.
But then he was saying all kinds of racist stuff.
Oh, was he?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what are you doing, Woolchuck?
Yeah.
Why are you taking... Lucius has said about taking the wind, man.
Well, you know, I got to know.
Back-to-back news stories. JJ, I did not say the N-word. Sylvester Stallone, I don't think I said the N-word.
Hey, I don't think I said it.
He's friends with Apollo. It's okay, right?
No, you slipped out. You made me angry.
Oh, that was very good.
Well, yeah, there was a hot mic situation. I seen this on a blog. I was blogging earlier. Stallone took a young lady. Either it was an extra or a production assistant back to his trailer.
Oh.
And this allegedly happened during a film shoot in Vancouver. They says he neglected to turn his microphone off that was wired to him when he was inside the trailer. They said the entire crew could allegedly hear what was going on in the trailer. And what they allegedly heard was Stallone instructing the woman.
Nice.
Communication.
Communication is key, brothers. Yeah, I can't say
what. I want to keep going.
Go for it, Lucius. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Go for it.
Nah, but you got to Google this Sylvester Stallone's hot mic situation if you want to know what was instructed to the woman. Because I'm not going to do this here on the radio. It's the summertime. I know there's kids listening and everything. But boy, it's been around for a long time because Jack Black's character even dropped a line in Tropic Thunder.
Oh.
This is a real thing.
The cradle?
This is. Yes! Yes, bro!
No way.
Great advice, by the way. Great advice from Rocky.
Oh, my God.
You got to do it like this. You're doing it wrong. I'm helping you out.
Cradle.
Hey, kid.
Cradle. Absolutely. It's soothing. It's comforting. But it's like you understand that there's some fragility here.
Fantastic.
That you need to be delicate with.
Great advice right there. Apparently, there's another reference of this quote in Entourage as well.
Okay.
Ow. There's also a firsthand account from a Rambo First Blood crew member who said that he heard Stallone tell a woman to hum the Rocky theme.
Get me motivated and everything. It's a real situation, bro.
Let's go to this pod.
He loves that theme.
It might work if you do all three at the same time. Let's go to this podcast called Dead Air with Brian Holtzman.
Dun, 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 dun.
And they're talking about Sylvester Stallone's hot mic situation. Oh, that's the wrong button.
Stallone was making love to a girl in his trail and he left his mic on. You ever hear the story?
No. Yeah, he said, don't neglect the Is that the one?
Yeah, yeah.
What did he say?
It's funny. I heard he said, cup my couple.
Cup my cup my
Couple Mick.
I had a whole lot of stuff to get to today, but for some reason I had to tell you about Sylvester Stallone.
That's great.
So if we ever joke about it again on the show, you know where it's coming from. Hey, you got to make sure you're comfortable,
man. How long ago this happened?
They said this happened in the late 80s, oh, early wow. 90s.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I look at Sylvester Stallone differently now, and I appreciate it. Yeah. Let's see what else we got right here.
My
Do we have enough
brother.
Time? Crap.
Yeah, man, we got time. For it. Yeah.
No, not really.
It's a butt-naked Wednesday.
No, we're all right.
Okay. Hey, my man. LA Live 105.3, the fan on a butt-naked Wednesday. We might have the new Meet Me in Temecula situation. It's Meet Me in Temecula is a fight started on Twitter. Hmm. I think they were talking about L.A. Lakers and Kobe. And
that's right.
End up being a fight, bro.
Yeah.
My man went all the way to Temecula. Move over, Matt Barnes. We got a new man. New Jersey man flew to Jacksonville to fight a man because of a dispute over an online video game.
Ooh.
Man is in custody on attempted second-degree murder charges. Whoa. Attempted. You failed, fool. After allegedly attacking another person with a hammer.
Oh, if I had a hammer.
Speaking of hammers.
Is that a euphemism, Lucius?
No, it's a real thing. This is not the Sylvester Stallone story anymore.
Yeah.
Attacked a man with a hammer, bro. And speaking of hammers, I think Russia just let out one of their serial killers to help fight in the war against Ukraine.
Uh-oh.
And he killed women with a hammer.
Oh, no.
It's a fact. He quoted saying he liked to hear the sound of sound. Yeah. Edward Kang, Mr. Edward Kang, 20 years old, allegedly flew from Newark, New Jersey,
Newark,
Brick City, to Jacksonville to confront the victim after an online dispute. They were playing a game called Arc Age. You ever heard of this?
No,
it's a fantasy video game, Arc Age.
Uh-uh.
Kang stayed in Florida at a hotel. And what else? What about the side? Oh, yeah. Once in Florida, Kang went to the Ace Hardware, purchased a hammer and a flashlight just in case I can't see you at night. He kept receipts in his hotel room just in case he wanted to take the hammer back, I guess. Wipe the blood off.
Yeah.
Take it back. Get your money back. Kang was able to enter the victim's home because the front door was unlocked. Must be a trusting place out there in Florida. I'm telling you what. Kang was wearing all black. That means he was getting busy, ready to do some work. He had gloves and a mask on when he attacked the victim. The victim had severe head wounds. He gave him that work. Let's go to Fort Myers, Florida real quick before we get out of here.
Nassau County investigators say 20-year-old Edward Kang flew from Newark to Jacksonville because he wanted to settle an online dispute with someone he was playing a video game with who claimed that he was, quote, a bad person when they were playing online. The man and his stepfather were able to hold him down until the deputies got there to arrest him.
Yeah.
I love that, bro.
I mean, the ability to get super angry and then keep the initial anger level high enough to hop on a bird and go to wherever the heck Florida, grab the hammer. Like, at no point your body
shakes
out of the anger.
You don't calm down whatsoever, bro.
Oh,
baggage check. You got to take your shoes off and everything. You got to go to TSA screening, and you still upset, bro? You got to wait till the 35. You know what I'm saying? You're there at 4:45. You got to wait till 4:35 or whatever the hell. You got to wait another hour to get on a plane is what I'm saying.
This guy probably raw-dogged that plane, too, just stewing in his anger.
Oh, I bet he did.
You know?
Just staring at the seat in front of him.
Would you like something to drink, sir?
No.
Nah, man.
I'm good.
I'm good. Got to take a ride share and everything. That's amazing, bro. Yeah. I still don't understand how he found this man's address. So that's under investigation.
Yeah, be careful. You don't be careful. You never know what's going to happen with these online gaming.
Yeah, here's a little trash talk from the NBA 2K Gaming League, because gaming gets serious.
Keep talking. He quiet as hell now.
Yeah.
And before we get out of here, this drunk man stole a yacht through a whole party. Authorities say a 38-year-old man named Michael Fisher broke into a...
Fisher?
Yeah.
Exclusive.
I took a yacht.
Fish.
Yeah. He broke into a marina, which marinas are really cool during the summertime at night. There's a lot of parties going down in those marinas, man.
A lot of parties, yeah.
Yeah, this happened in Pittsburgh early Friday morning.
Mm.
They say Fisher boarded an unmoored 82-foot yacht, then floated down the river. He was also a homeless man, and he brought his homeless friends with him, and they drank all the liquor and everything and had a party.
Good for them.
Had a whole party, man.
Good for them.
All right, yo. Lord willing. and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Holla.